stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, guys, I come with the bowl. I'm starting a charity, and I would like you, Sherlyn, and Sibs to donate some money, please.
Okay, what's the cause?
I'll tell you, it's a cause that nobody has thought of. People raise money for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something, found a gap in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Donors would want to contribute?
I don't know one single person that has ever donated money to this cause.
Mm-hmm. So there's a need.
Just blindly follow me. Just give me $100. Let's get this so I can open the bank account.
You just need R100.
No, I need more than that. But
okay,
let's start
just
slowly.
To start. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You
bucks,
seem
Sherlyn.
Very passionate. I'll give you R100.
Sis, can you give me $100?
Sure. I wasn't convinced by the sell, but I've known you for a few years.
Just trust me.
I will trust you with this.
Producer Brad, I want $100 from you too.
Okay.
He's got two kids, eh? Now you're asking parents now.
He seems passionate about this.
I'll match what you put in as a collective.
Okay. I'll
give you 100. So there's 300. So I'll put in 300. So that's 600.
Yep.
The boss is here as well. Can I get a donation from KFM?
From KFM?
From sure. KFM for my charity?
$100.
$100. Whoa, we're going big. I thought you could have at least matched what I matched. 600. Give me 600. So we're on 1-2.
Remember, we looked at your salary earlier, Stephen. So we know you can. There's space to play.
500.
500. Okay, so we're starting with 1,100. I'll take that. This is a charity, and I'm going to canvass on the phone to get people to donate money.
Mm.
People have never thought of this, and you don't understand the need for this. I'm here to save you guys.
Okay.
Let's see how my first call goes. And this is on a guy called Michael, right? So this is one of those revenge pranks where he like pranks Jazani all
okay.
the time. So now she's like, hey, look, Darren, can you just sort him out?
Okay.
So I thought I'll start with him as our canvas for money for my charity.
Let's see how it goes.
You're going to want to donate your whole house
wow.
after this. You're going to say, take my money. Such a good cause. Let's hear.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello?
Good evening.
Hello, who's speaking?
Hi, sir. My name is Craig. I'm calling you from a charity for children. It's called KWE.
KWE?
Correct. KWE. So, and I'm asking for a little bit of money.
In connection with what's this?
So, we're simply pulling at your heartstrings and asking you for a little bit of a donation for KWE.
Okay. Charity, doesn't phone me 7 o'clock at night when I'm with my family, please. Sorry. Phone me in the morning. Hello?
Hi, sir. I don't know what happened there.
I put the phone down because you're not phoning me 10 to 8 at night for the charity.
So we're all volunteers here. We have day jobs and we do this after hours.
Okay, so I'm going to volunteer you now to put the phone down. All right, let's do it.
Sir, just give me a minute.
I'm not interested.
Sir, KWE is Kids Without Eyebrows.
Aww.
Okay, listen, what the f***? Don't you understand? I'm not interested. You don't need to explain me anything.
Sir, some people take it for granted that you are born with eyebrows. These kids have no eyebrows.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, let him approach. Hello.
Hello, sir. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. I don't think you could hear me.
Okay, listen, are you mentally disturbed? I don't want to speak to you.
So what I'm saying is I'm phoning from it's a charity called Kids Without Eyebrows. So they are born with this disorder.
Okay, so that's not my problem. Not 10 to 8 at night. I'm with my family. Do you have a family?
Yes, I do, sir, but I'm volunteering
okay,
my services.
Okay, so spend time with them, all right.
Sir, do your children have eyebrows? Do your children have eyebrows? Look at them, and now think of children that are born without eyebrows.
Listen, you're not going to have eyes when they eat your eyes out.
Sir, listen, these kids will never know what it's like
to show shock or anger. Listen to me.
These children will never know what it's like to have facial expressions, to express anger when they squint their eyes. Or look surprised. when they raise their eyebrows.
You listen to me
I'm
now.
Listening. I'm
Are
listening.
Are you going to listen to me?
Yes.
Put the phone down. Don't phone me.
So look at your kids. Do they have eyebrows?
Why don't you understand? I don't want to talk to you now. This is 10 to 8 at night.
So what we do is we raise money to buy permanent markers.
No.
And we distribute them to children who are born without eyebrows so they can draw on their own eyebrows. Let me just explain this. This is a very serious matter.
You idiot. Off.
Sir,
do
and
you
what,
understand that? Off.
Sir, and what we...
Off. Off.
We raise off. Money.
Off.
We raise money.
Off. 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 Off.
Okay,
do you understand that?
Okay, so you're being a little bit childish. You're being childish.
You've been f***ed up, man. Stop phoning me.
Sir, how would you like it if your kids were born without eyebrows?
How would you like it if I shoved my foot up your...
Okay, sir. Sir, eyebrows speak louder than words.
Hello?
Hello, who's that? Met Michael.
Welcome.
Because listen, this is Wackhead Simpson with Jazani.
Hello?
Michael!
Yes.
It's Wackhead Simpson with Jazani. Your skull, brother.
What?
It's Wackhead Simpson with Jazani.
Wackhead Simpson.
Yes, Jazani, say hello.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah.
Ek het jou gesê, ek gaan jou terugkruis vir die aand dat jy my en my sussie so gevang het vir die darts.
Lisa, what was he saying when he put the phone down from me? What did he say to you?
He said, who gives money to kids with no eyebrows?
do you want to raise your donation now, Shilin?
200 rand, 1,000 rand.
So I work with a philanthropist.
Wow.
2 million.
There we go. I told you, give me your house.
Sure. I want my money back.
You want your money and instead you just want to give him a marker.
I'll give you a permanent marker.
Donate me any day. And not those whiteboard ones that you can rub off.
No, the good ones. The good
permanent
ones.
One. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys.